Well, besides the tax issue, Dewey Barker brought up, I represent a lot of small producers. We're getting absolutely murdered by these horizontal wells. What happens is, besides them taking our production, the pressure differential in these wells causes a change in fluid flow. I am not against horizontal wells. The firm that I'm with, we do horizontal spacing. So it's not a matter of being against horizontal spacing. And by the way, currently you can drill 10,000 foot laterals in Oklahoma. My office has done it for various clients. But what I want to do is build in a protection for small operators. We've been here a long time. We'll be here when they're gone. And my grandfather, my father, me, my sons, we're in the oil and gas business. We also employ a substantial number of people. They brought out the tax issue. We do pay our 7% tax, but we are being damaged. There's people here today. There'll be more coming. And it's prevalent. And right now, in a lot of cases, we have no economic recourse for the loss of our production. The other thing that you must take into account, I have a geologic background also, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, gentlemen, that when you've got good, long-lasting production, that you can drill a horizontal, even offsetting them, which in some cases totally destroys the vertical production, both taking the reserves and the pressure differential, having the long lateral versus pinholes in wells. So I'm concerned about it. I thought, because I have a lot of diverse interests and I know a lot of the people, and again, I am not against horizontal drilling, but we have to have protection. I'm tired of people telling me they're taking care of me, everybody loves us, and I'm tired of it. They don't, and I will do all that I can. I know a lot of the people in the State House and Senate, respect them highly, and I just hope they'll listen to us. And I've even prepared just an outline of a short bill we could enact that would probably solve, at least from my perspective, and all the problems that I've spoken about. And I have a copy of that for anybody that would want one. It'd be simple, would have a procedure that would protect us if we had an economic loss. And by the way, for every one horizontal drill, there's 100 of us, and we're all over the state of Oklahoma. The other thing that's scary is that we're like any other business. We borrow money, have financial obligations, and it's probably already here. As these damages start to occur, we're not going to be able to get financing, because what bank would want to finance something if somebody come in right next door and drill a long lateral or any lateral, and we'll lose our production? So that's my main concern. But I'm here in good faith, but I want everybody to know I'm not against horizontal drilling. I just want our rights protected so we're treated equally. That's all.
If you talk to the Corporation Commission, they'll tell you that there are instances of what's called well bashing, but that they're fairly rare. Is that true?
That is absolutely untrue. Now, there's counties they drill in Oklahoma. There is not a problem. There's no vertical wells, different zones, different areas. But, oh, no, it is not true. And I know people, the commission also have great respect for the Corporation Commission. I had the very first case in Tulsa that was done at the Tulsa office of the commission. I work well with them, but we do have, we're getting damaged every day in a big way. And right now, in a lot of cases, there is absolutely no recourse, none.
Have you considered any legal action on this lawsuit?
In what way, sir? Can't answer that.
Just to challenge the 7% and the 2%?
No, I'm not. I am more focused. We have other people in our group. I do agree that we're paying the tax. They're not. Don't get me wrong. And we got a budget shortfall. But what I'm mostly in this group for is to protect the small operator from people taking our resources. And I'm really committed to that. And we're hurt. And I could get you people both more than I could fill this room been damaged.
Really? Supposedly the CorpCom has protections for that.
There is no protection in some cases. Zero. Zero. Case being, if I've got a producing lease and they come in the adjoining section and drill a legal location, a horizontal, in the same formation or what they call common source of supply, you've got a whole different pressure differential, which causes the fluid, where my lease has been producing for 30 or 40 years, it causes the fluid to flow differently. And when that does, I lose my production. And right now, under the law of capture, in my opinion, there's nothing you can do legally in the state of Oklahoma.
What are the plans for tonight?
Well, we're down here. I was called on this on Monday, and we're just trying to let our voice be heard. Politics, I can't answer that. I'm just here on a good faith effort to try to put forth a point and try to protect people like me in the business. And I have friends here that I've known for 30 years. Somebody made a statement to me that people in jeans and overalls can't make a living. The only people who make a living in Oklahoma is people in three-piece Armani suits. So I'm speaking for the guys in the jeans and the overalls.